If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Revelation chapter 12. And let me share my screen during that time. So we have Revelation chapter 12. And we see the woman and the dragon. And this is as soon as the seventh trumpet is blown, and we see the theme of this chapter is the final conflict between Israel and Satan after Satan is cast out of heaven. So by the blowing of the seventh trumpet, we see seven personalities that is introduced to us, five of which we will see tonight, and then the other two, we will see them next Sunday. And after that, what we have is we have the pouring out of the seven bowls of wrath. And at the pouring out of the sixth bowl, Satan gathers the armies together into a place called Armageddon. And then the final destruction of commercial and religious Babylon takes place. So we are almost coming to the end of the tribulation, and we are entering into the latter half of the tribulation, which is called the Great Tribulation, which will be for a period of 3.5 years. Now, when we start reading chapter 12, let me read the first three verses. And it says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Now, we see a great wonder. When I say we see, Apostle John has seen this sign or a great wonder. And this sign is seen in heaven. And we see two personalities here. We see the women, and we see the dragon. So we need to identify who these personalities are. So in verse number 12, it says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. So when we looked at this is a sign or a wonder of the woman clothed with the sun. In the book of Revelation, women usually represents religious systems. Like if you look at Revelation chapter 2 and verse 20 in the church at Thyatira, we see Jezebel, which is associated with a religious system promoting false teaching. And then in Revelation 17, we see the great harlot, and this is associated with false religion. And also in chapter 19 of Revelation, we see the appearance of the bride, and this is associated with the church. We mentioned that from chapter 4 onwards, we don't see the church anymore listed till we come to Revelation chapter 19. And then as we look at the other information about the women, we got to determine who is this woman in chapter 12. You see, the woman clothed with the sun, this woman has been mentioned with many different religious ideas. See, the Roman Catholic Church claimed that this woman is Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus, and she is pictured as the Queen of Heaven. Also, common in Roman Catholic art, they represent Mary as standing on a crescent moon with 12 stars. So the one thinking is this could be Mother Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus. And the second thinking is this woman is the nation of Israel. Now, there are many other women that claim themselves to be this woman. And one of them is Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science. And she said she was this woman. A picture of this woman, we see this woman standing on top of the moon, and she is with child, and she has the covered with the sun, and she has got a crown with 12 stars. So when we say this is possibly the nation of Israel, what is it that we can base that off? This is based on Joseph's dream, as we see in Genesis 37:9. It says, and he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeyance to me. You see, the dream that Joseph had, this was his second dream. And this dream, he said, the sun, which signifies his father, Jacob, and the moon, which is his mother, Rachel, and the 11 stars made obeyance to me. And of course, you know, as we read further Genesis 37, his dad and his brothers was very angry with Joseph. And then we know as the story proceeds in that same chapter, he sent to look after the brothers to see what the brothers are doing. And you know the rest of the story, how he was put into a dry pit and then sold to the traders going to Egypt and sold out in Egypt. And so we think that this woman is the nation of Israel. So we'll have to determine whether this could be Mother Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus, and we will see in the subsequent verses how it couldn't be Mother Mary and that this is the nation of Israel. And then when we look at the next verses, we see that this woman is with child and cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. So these are two facts we have. This is a woman. We think that this woman is the nation of Israel or the Mother Mary. And then the third wonder, the next wonder that they see, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. So we see here the two personalities that is being introduced in chapter 12 is this woman clothed with the sun and her feet on and the moon under her feet and crowned with a crown with 12 stars. And then we see the dragon, great red dragon, and with 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 heads, 10 horns, and also with crowns on them. So the great red dragon is Satan. He's called great because of his vast power. He controls the nations of this world. And he even offered them to our Lord Jesus. If you remember when he tempted him up on the mountaintop, if he would worship him, as we see in Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. He, this Satan, is called red because he's a murderer from the very beginning. He has no regard for human life. And he's called a dragon because of the viciousness of his character. He was originally called Lucifer, son of the morning, as we read in Ezekiel chapter 28. But now he is the epitome or the picture of evil and destruction. And then we read that he is the one with seven heads. It suggests perfection of wisdom, which characterized the creation of Satan, who was originally the covering cherub, as we see in Ezekiel 28, and speaks of how he was at his origin, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. This Satan, at the time of his creation, he was a very beautiful creature. Now, the 10 horns, what does this signify? This signifies the final division of the Roman Empire. This would be in the revived Roman Empire. As you know, today we have the European Union. It's presently 27 nations that form this European Union. And we know that one has already exited out, which is United Kingdom in the Brexit, and that is final now. And so we have 27 remaining, and there are going to be major changes, and we would need to be watching Europe very carefully so that we will know the prophecies that is coming to pass. You know that Russia is building a gas pipeline for Germany. There was some opposition to it, but they continued building it. But now I understand there was a misunderstanding or problems between Germany and Russia, and that is temporarily halted. We also see there is a rift between two powerful nations in Europe, which is Germany and Paris, and that's in relation to trade with China, and we would need to follow that. You see, there are many nations in the European Union today that is in much debt, and they are not able to, like Spain, Italy, and a few others, like Portugal, they are not able to print their own money because they have to depend on Brussels to print the euro. And so they are in dire straits, and there is not much relief for them. So we see that these two, the woman and the dragon hates the woman, which is the nation of Israel. We see that the dragon hates the man-child, who is Jesus Christ. And we will see that in the next verse, because it was predicted from the beginning that the child will be the undoing of Satan. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, it reads, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Once again, the picture of the woman standing on the moon and with child and with sunshine. With the sun covering her and the crown with 12 stars. Again, another picture here. This woman is Israel, the nation of Israel, because she is the one that gave birth to the man-child, and the man-child is Christ Jesus. Let's look at the next verse. It says, This is the great dragon, a dragon. And what happened is this dragon, his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. And that's the picture that we see here. We see that the woman, which is identified as the nation of Israel, and the man-child, which is Jesus Christ. And we know that there was, they did not want this child to survive. And so the dragon or Satan impressed upon King Herod to kill this man-child. Of course, we know that was not and that did not happen. And then it talks about how Satan warred in heaven, and he was thrown out, and he brought out a third of the angels from heaven. As we read here, and his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth so that the dragon could devour her child. This is a picture of the angels that were swept, one third of the stars, or one third of the evil angels, swept away from the sky. Another picture of the dragon, very fierce looking, as you can see. This is just one head of that. Another picture showing the dragon trying with his mouth open, wanting to devour this man child, which is Jesus Christ. And then the next verse says, and she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with the rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. So we see that finally, the woman, which is the nation of Israel, gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule over the nations with the rod of iron. And we read this in Psalm chapter 2, how he is to rule the nations and with the rod of iron. And look at this line here, the last line, and her child, who is a child, Jesus Christ, was caught up to God and to his throne. We see that Jesus Christ was crucified and he was buried and he resurrected on the third day, and he lived on earth in his with his glorified body for 40 days. And then he ascended to his throne up in heaven and is seated at the right hand of his Father now. So far we have identified three personalities already in reading these 3 to 4 verses. So the personalities we will identify is the woman, which is the nation of Israel, the dragon is Satan, and the man-child is Christ Jesus. Now, shortly in verse number 7, we will read about the angel Michael. He is the head of the angelic host. In fact, Michael is the protector of the nation of Israel, the children of God, and he wars for them, and he protects them and guards them. And then in the last verse of this chapter, the offspring of the women are the Gentiles who come to faith in tribulation time. And then the other two personalities are seen in chapter 13, the beast out of the sea, which is Antichrist, and the beast out of the earth is the false prophet who promotes Antichrist. Now let's look at the next verse, which is verse number 6. And it says, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had the place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days, which is 1,260 days. And this is 3.5 years. And now when you read the women, so this woman fled into the wilderness. So when we see this here, this cannot be Mother Mary, and this can only be the nation of Israel. And it is important for us to get this correct, who the women in chapter 12 of the book of Revelation is. Then the subsequent chapters, as we learn, it becomes easy with the interpretation and the understanding for us. And we see that this is mid-tribulation. What happens is the Antichrist seats himself in the temple of God, and this is the and he defiles the temple. And what happens is the nation of Israel, the Jews, realizes that Antichrist had fooled them, had tricked them, and so they fled to the wilderness because they realized that this is danger for them. And God had prepared a place for them in the wilderness. And we see a lot of talk that this wilderness place that they are going to be is Petra. Petra, there's a lot of people today that wants to take care of this woman, which is the nation of Israel, has been putting tracts and Bibles and all of those for the nation of Israel, and also food, survival foods and others, because they are going to be there for 3.5 years. But if you look at this verse, we see that God himself is preparing this place for them, for the nation of Israel. And so it's very interesting how this is going to go. And then we see in verse number 7, it says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Who did not prevail? The dragon, which is Satan. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Okay, so we find that this Satan, the dragon, was fighting with the archangel Michael, and of course the dragon lost. You see, sometimes we get the impression that the Satan is as powerful as God, that Satan is equal to God, but we see that that is not true, and we should not have that impression. Actually, his counterpart is Michael the archangel, and we see that Michael the archangel defeats him and throws him out of heaven. And at that time, one third of the angels from there, the evil and wicked angels, follows the dragon, which is Satan. Now, Satan is called the old serpent, and we do recognize who the serpent is in the Garden of Eden. And our Lord said, he was a murderer from the very beginning. And he is called the devil, a name which means slanderer or accuser. He's the one that accuses our brethren, who accuses us. In fact, in Job, we see that he accuses Job, and we see the problems that Job went through. And Job took it very well, and we see how God blesses him towards the end. And he's also called Satan, a name which means adversary. He is the adversary of every child of God. We are told to be sober, to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking who he may devour. So we got to be careful. And then we can also look at Satan and his angels. They are cast out. And let's look at the fall of Satan. The first fall, we know that after his creation, his pride got him to the point that he wanted to occupy the seat of God and rule. He was very proud. And we know that is not good. And he had the first fall. And then we see the second fall, which is in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, which we have just read right now. And then the third fall we will see in Revelation chapter 20, where the dragon is put into the bottomless pit, which is called Hades or the Abyss. And then the fourth and final fall is from the bottomless pit to the lake of fire, which is otherwise known hell, which is also seen in Revelation chapter 20. And we see in Luke chapter 10, Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So that's what we see. A few pictures now, we see the attack on the women by Satan. Satan hates the women, hates the nation of Israel. He will do anything he has been trying to do from the time of birth of Jesus Christ, even from that little age. He knew that he doesn't have much time on this earth. And here we see a picture of Satan tempting Jesus Christ. He says he's offering the nations of the world if only Jesus would worship Satan. That is the audacity of Satan. And here another picture of the dragon, the great red dragon. Another picture that we saw in the Garden of Eden, this serpent that tempted Eve, and see what happened to mankind, the fall of mankind. And then we see in Revelation 12:10, and it reads, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. See, during the time when he had access to heaven, he is constantly there accusing us. He's telling God, look at your son, look at your daughter, see what they're doing, look at them. And then we have our intercessor, Christ Jesus, who is pleading for us over there up in heaven, saying, Father, this is our son, this is our daughter. Watch and see my blood upon them. And God the Father understands and pushes away Satan. And we see the salvation, the consummation of our salvation is in the person of Jesus Christ. Our salvation will not be consummated until we are in his presence. It says in 1 John 3:2, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We will be transformed to the image of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Can we imagine that? That's what God has promised us. And he talks about the power and the power of his Christ. And you see the way the nations are being run today, there's causing great wars between nations, one another. And soon, with the reign of Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, this world will not have any more war. And the kingdom of our God is going to be established on this earth. Now, this will be not right away, but it'll be a few more years, which will be after the tribulation. Jesus will usher in the millennial kingdom. And this is what it says, and the authority of his Christ shows that Christ has not taken over the authority of this world as yet. Verse number 11, they say, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. When we look at that, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. You see, we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. You see, there's a song that we sing, there is wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. If any of us overcome, it is by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him by the word of his testimony. These were people that were truly martyrs. They were bold to confess Jesus. You see, there were so many martyrs today for Jesus Christ. Thousands and thousands of them. And then even during the time of tribulation, we see that. You see, there are two radical reasons, reactions to the casting out of Satan from heaven. As we see, one, there is rejoicing in heaven. And secondly, there is woe on earth. Woe is great distress after Satan is cast out from heaven. And that starts at the mid-tribulation. And the earth knows, the people on earth knows, or rather the Satan knows, he has only 3.5 years left. And he got to do everything he can, as much destruction he can within that period of time. And so there is an intensification of tribulation during this period. And Jesus himself, when he was on earth, he calls the second 3.5 years of tribulation to be the great tribulation. Again, a picture of Satan warring with the women, which is the nation of Israel. And then we come here. I think we have already gone through that. Verse number 12, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. So there is rejoicing in heaven. The rejoicing is because he is cast out of heaven. There is no more problem in heaven today at that time. But the moment he is cast into this earth, and he knows his time is short, and he is going to cause a lot of problems on earth. And then when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the women which brought forth the man child. So now we can conclude this woman whom Satan persecuted is the nation of Israel, which brought forth the man child. And this man child is Christ Jesus. And to the women were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, that is one, and times is one plus one, and half a time is half of one. So one plus two is three, and half a time is 3.5 years from the face of the serpent. So we see that the women were given two wings of a great eagle. You see, this is the last wave of anti-Semitism. This is the time of Jacob's trouble. Satan hates Israel because Christ came from this nation, and Christ has determined to put an end to Satan, and we will soon see in 3.5 years' time, from mid-tribulation to the end of tribulation, when he will be cast into the bottomless pit. And then we see he says the two wings of a great eagle were given to Israel that she might fly into the wilderness for protection, that God is going to take care of the nation of Israel, provide her not only protection, but also food. He's preparing everything for them at this time. This is not something unusual for the people of Israel. You see, if you remember back, it is a remembrance of the grace of God in the past deliverance of Israel from Egypt. He said to them, you have seen what I have done unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. They have not come out of Egypt by their own effort or ability. It was Jesus Christ that sent them. God sent Moses and Aaron over there, and with the miracles that they did, and God enabling that, was able to get them out. And they came out because God brought them out, and the eagle's wings became a symbol to them. We see a picture of the red dragon attacking the women, which is the nation of Israel, and the child she bore, which is Jesus Christ. And then we see here, and the serpent, or Satan, was not satisfied. He was still revengeful and vengeful. And we see what he did. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the women. You see, the serpent just wanted to kill and get rid of the nation of Israel. And so what did he do? He brought forth water like a fire hose full of water to flood so that they can drown the nation of Israel, that he might cause it to be carried away of the flood. But see what the earth did when this happened. And the earth helped the women, helped the nation of Israel. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon, the devil, cast out of his mouth. What amazing that has happened, that the nation of Israel was saved. We see the dragon on the right here, and he has got seven heads, and the seven heads, like a fire hose, he's pushing out water to flood the wilderness where the women, the nation of Israel, fled so that he can drown them and get them all killed. And what happened is the earth, you see here, this is the portion of the earth that opened up, and the blood and the water went into the earth, thereby saving the nation of Israel. And we see, and the dragon was angry, wroth with the women, with the nation of Israel, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So what we see is dragon, Satan, lost there. He could not drown the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, the Jewish people. God was taking care of them and looking after their welfare. And so she went to fight with the remnant of her seed. And this is significant, where she goes to attack those Gentiles that came to Christ with the presence of the 144,000 the Jews that were evangelizing the people at that time, and all of those that were saved, the Gentiles. He went to attack them, and he attacked those which kept the commandments of God and who had the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is what Satan does. Satan is very wild. He is very evil and very wicked. And that's what we see in chapter 12. In chapter 13, we will see the two other personalities. One is the Antichrist coming out from the sea, and we will also see the false prophet, which is coming out from the earth next Sunday. And with this, let me close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for this precious word that you have given to us. Thank you to know, O Lord, that you are taking care of your children, and that is the children of Israel, and also us, as we are also your children. You have promised us that you will protect us and watch over us. Oh Lord, we see this during the time of tribulation, when you have protected the nation of Israel against Satan and the wiles of the devil. And also, Lord, those that came to Christ, many have been martyred during the time of the tribulation. Lord, we thank you for our lives, and we thank you for bringing us to Christ. And we pray for those that do not know Jesus as a Savior, that today may be the day of salvation for them. Once again, thank you for this evening. Thank you for your blessings. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.